Hello, everybody. Good as always to be with you. So, very briefly, before I get to this mantra thing, let me say that I'm going to cut a series of 10-minute videos, and they're 10-minute meditations. And I don't know how many I'm going to do. I don't know how long I'm going to do it. I don't know, I have any idea, but I promised one of my clients that I would do this, because, and it makes a heck of a lot of sense to me to do it. Because it this way, instead of just having to meditate to the... I found out a lot of people are meditating with me on YouTube and on a podcast. So I want to give you a real-life specific way to do your 10 minutes. And if you want to do that 10 minutes twice a day, good God, it's not breaking the law. But if you just do it once, that's fine. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. 1 minute is better than no minutes to put our attention on the truth. And that's what these meditations will really be doing. So, same thing this mantra is doing. This mantra is, I am unborn, I am unbound, I am untouched. I am unborn, unbound, untouched. So, when I say that I am unborn, what I'm talking about is that everything in this world is born. It was not always here. It came into being. Yes, it came into being. That's not the case with me. And it's not the case with you, because we are the very same thing. But this, the recognition that all of this is born, all of this affects itself. You know, and everything is the cause of everything else. Every single bit of the universe is only working because the whole rest of the universe is in alignment with that. It just, don't even try to think it out, and the mind will just go nuts. So just note it. So I am unborn. I am not of this dream. I am not in this dream. And this is absolutely true. I am the witness of this dream. Now, when we first wake up, a lot of times there's a personal witness, actually the last stage of duality, there's a sort of a personal witness, and we're still confined sort of to time and space, that's looking through the Fred unit and experiencing the Fred dream or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, instead of the first degree of witnessing, I'm talking about the final degree of witnesses. Well, I don't know that it's the final degree. It's the final degree that I've experienced thus far. So, but there probably is no limit, you know. I've actually read that there isn't, but I haven't experienced that there isn't. So I'm always talking to you about my experience and not what I think or what I guess or what I read. So this witnessing is the unborn itself. It's beyond the unmanifested. I don't really know much about the unmanifested, other than that whatever's there ain't here. Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a perplexing thing. But when I say unborn, unmanifested a lot of times will come up with this idea of nothing. Yeah, and what I'm talking about here is not nothing. What I'm talking about here is noneness. And there's a difference between nothing and noneness, a world of difference. Because noneness is the potential for oneness. Noneness holds the potential for everything else. So it's not like an empty void. It's a void, but it's full. So it's full of this potential for all of this. And this occurs only because of the absence of that potential fullness. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's the way it works anyway. God almighty, this can get tough sometimes with words. So, I am unbound. When I say I'm unbound, it means that I'm not restricted by anything in this dream. Nothing. This dream is, and I call the world a dream. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It's as real as anything else, but we'll have to talk about that sometime too. So just note that I call the world, it's a dream of separation, where there's me and a world and a lot of different stuff in it. And it's a dream of Fred, a personal Fred. And these things simply are not true. It's a dream. Well, I don't want to go any further than that. Is it? There's another. Well, it's a dream of I am. I'll just go ahead and spit it out without explaining it. So this. But I'm not bound by any of it, and there are no borders to me. If you stop right now, and you accept the fact that you're oneness or noneness, it makes no difference. If you can really accept that fact for just a minute, can you find an outside to oneness? Oneness is borderless, is it not? So there's no outside. There's no inside. There's just this, and I am this, and you are this. We're not bound by anything that happens here. And we're not restricted in any way. I am untouched. Because I am not of the dream, in the dream, or bound by the dream in any way, guess what? I am untouched by the dream. Now, this is a two-edged sword, because I am untouched by the dream means that all of the bad stuff, no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how awful, whatever, it actually doesn't affect me. And I don't mean this in a cold way at all, because it affects me as a human, because I'm not just the vastness. I'm also a human being, and I'm not trying to get around being that human being. Disasters in our world or cruelties or whatever, they affect me very, very deeply, more deeply than they used to. But that's usually brief. Because there's a higher recognition involved in that. But I am untouched by any of this. It doesn't actually spill over onto me. It's because I am beyond it. It's oneness is not other than me. But oneness does not equal me. I am far greater than oneness, because I am noneness, and oneness springs from me. Therefore, oneness is not other than me, but it's not equal to me. There is no equal to me. There's only me. And I'm showing up as unmanifested, I'm showing up as manifested. Well, I'm actually not showing up as unmanifested, but we have this sense that there is such a thing. Because I'm beyond the unmanifested, because I am this full plenum. I am this full space, even though it's empty. There is an emptiness here, and there is a fullness. There's no way to explain that paradox. That is the paradox of non-duality. And non-duality is always paradoxical. We're never going to capture it with the mind. The very best that we can do really is to capture it, is to intuit it, and maybe we can capture it in our heart. If we can capture it in our heart, then that's all we need. It's because you're not going to be able to hold it in the head. I am unbound, I'm unborn, I'm unbound, I'm untouched. This is not something that I'm just making up out of, there is a history beyond this kind of thing, which is the simply reminding ourselves of who we are. This is a way to remind yourself of who you are, to put your attention on the truth throughout the day. And how long does that take? It's just takes seconds to just stop, notice, because this is the thing, is we're not trying to drum the truth into ourselves as much as we are trying to notice the truth of what we already are. Because when we stop doing long enough to spend a moment to be, then we notice that in this simple being, I am unborn, I am unbound. I am untouched. And there is the freedom. There is the freedom. So try this and check out those other podcasts when they come. I'm hoping to do at least one today. So I'll see you later. Bye-bye.